Whitehall. Chapter 4. I woke before dawn, as I hastily washed my face in the basin, after breaking a film of ice on the water. Peregrine lurched to his feet and insisted on attending me, staggering out the door with his hair askew and jug in hand to fetch fresh wash water. He poured the jug over my head while I stood in the lumpy basin, the water so cold I was barely able to move my arms to wash myself.
"You must find us a brazier, charcoal burner, anything, so long as it holds fire,"
I told him through chattering teeth.
"I can't bathe like this every morning. I'll catch my death of cold."
"Yes, master," he said,
then ducked as I swiped at him with my hose. I dressed more quickly than I'd ever done in my life, not caring that I was still damp. As I stashed my poniard in my boot, Urien whined and scratched at the door.
"He needs to go out," said Peregrine,
who clearly had no intention of repeating my bathing experience, though he'd slept in his clothes and looked a rumpled mess.
"Fine, take him out," I said. "While you're at it, see to our horses. I want them well fed and kept warm. I'll try to get there as soon as I can. I want to catch a look at this Courtney. Oh, and if you see her grace before I do, try to detain her, but don't let anyone else see that you actually know each other."
"I'm sure she'll be delighted,"
Peregrine quipped, and clipping a lead to Urien's red leather collar, he left. I pushed my sword in its scabbard under the bed. Bearing weapons at court, at least visibly, was forbidden. Then I looked about for somewhere to hide my bag. I didn't have anything that could incriminate me except for a book Cecil and I had agreed to employ as a cipher in case I had need of it.